Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, cross country around the globe here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell, live in New York City. We opted, you know, we did something smart for a change. We stayed out of the chaos of Radio Row and all the nuttiness out at Yankee Stadium. We'll do the show. We'll jump in an Uber. We'll get out there to watch game four of the Fall Classic, the World Series 2024. Dodgers tonight. I see they got Casparias as the listed starter against Heel. It's a bullpen start for the Dodgers. That to me is they're waving the not the white flag. They're just waving. You know what? We'll give you one. Crack producer Dominic Jimenez called it a gentleman's sweep. So the Yankees get one, and then the series concludes tomorrow night, right? All right. I'm actually buying into that a little bit. We've got a lot to get to. I want to do a lot today. Seriously, later on with Giovanna Scroggins, because the SEC in college football is great. Dallas, the Cowboys are a mess, so we'll go down to Dallas-Fort Worth. Plus, she's got her eyes on the Mavericks, who got a nice win, and then they head out on the road to Minnesota. We haven't really talked about the NBA much, and we'll start to get into it. Look, I'll be the first until football, not football, until baseball kind of concludes, not kind of, when it does, the World Series on ice, we kind of roll into November. Then I can give you, I can do some NBA, I can do some NHL, but until then, it's just, you know, we're in October for crying out loud. I can't do it. I won't do it. So we got the World Series. Now, let's be honest. This World Series has been a colossal disappointment. I mean, Aaron Judge, my Lord, you're hitting 140. Volpe, swinging a pitch in the strike zone. Verdugo, okay, you got a meaningless home run down to your last pitch last night. Okay. Soto hits the balls on the screws right at people. This World Series is just going to go down in history. It'll be an easy World Series to forget when you think about it. I mean, an easy one to forget because there hasn't been anything. What? Freddie Freeman? Okay. But that's about it. All right. We get it going here on the other side. 800-878-PLAY. Why did I give the phone number? I have no idea because we really don't take calls in the show. But you know what we are going to do? We're going to effort a big show here today. On a Tuesday into a Wednesday, we're coming back.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Marty Terrell, and we get Dominic Jimenez in here as well as we talk the world of sports. I'm worried about Steph Curry. He's out for a while. You know, the NBA, though, I can't get too wrapped up in it until we get into November and December. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, when Christmas rolls around and there's five games and you're up against the NFL, yeah. I mean, I get it. I really do. But I watched Golden State the other night. Was it last night or the night before against the Clippers? And man, oh man, at home, didn't look too sharp. Dom, I don't ordinarily do this, but I'm concerned about the Warriors. I really am. What's up with Curry? I just want to do this quickly. I don't want to belabor the point, but why am I worried about the Golden State Warriors? Are you?
I'm not overly concerned. Steph did roll his ankle, the same ankle twice, and for those of you that don't remember, very early on in Steph's career, we weren't sure how good of a player he was going to be because his ankles were practically made of glass. Right. So he double rolled his left ankle. I believe it was his left ankle. Maybe it was his right ankle. I don't know. He double rolled one of them. And I'm concerned because Steph Curry's their best player. He's their best scorer. He's their alpha guy. However, unlike recent years, the Warriors have a lot of depth this year. They've got D'Anthony Melton, who actually is also hurt, so I don't know why I mentioned him. That's kind of pointless. They've got Pajemski, Moody, Kuminga, Kyle Anderson. Buddy Hield's been very good in the early going. They've got Trace Jackson Davis to go with Kevon Looney. And Draymond, of course, as a leader. There's depth. And, you know, they had the strength in numbers was their catchphrase a few years ago or early on when they were making the championship runs. Well, this year they're going to have to rely on the numbers that they've kind of regrown, and I think they'll be okay. It's early on in the season, and if Steph can come back in a few weeks and he's healthy, I've got no problem relying on the veteran depth that they've accrued over the offseason. I know they get a bad rap, especially GM Mike Dunleavy, because they didn't go out and get Paul George or Markkanen, but he did a hell of a job getting a bunch of veterans who can contribute 15 minutes a night and give you double figures with some rebounds, some assists, and some solid D.
Let me ask you this about the Lakers, and then we'll move away from this. But because I want to get your opinion on the World Series. I'm sitting here in New York, and I'll get to that in a moment. Here's what I want to know, though: are the Lakers finally like coming together? I mean, the whole Bronny LeBron thing was a nice story for about a week, but I think it's interesting. The Lakers strike me as a team that might have some resolve that we haven't seen for a while. What's your take on the Lakers, real quick, if you have one?
This is the team that you kind of expect with the Lakers. We see this every year. Everybody's healthy right now.
Mm-hmm.
How do they hold up over the course of the season? That's the big question. Austin Reeves has continued to improve. Dalton Knecht's been solid as a rookie through a couple of games for what that's worth. Anthony Davis was the player of the week already. We know how great Anthony Davis is when he's healthy. So how long does his health hold up? Are they going to give him the Embiid treatment and No back-to-backs for you. I don't know. How's LeBron's health? LeBron's still a monster. Doesn't change the fact that he's, 40, 41, and he's been doing this for 20-plus years. Eventually, I don't care who you are, you start to break down and slow down enough that you're not the same player. It looks like J.J. Redick was a fantastic hire as a head coach. Some of the plays that they've run, some of the things that he is seeing, and it doesn't always translate, but when you hear a guy like J.J. Redick work as an analyst, he did a fantastic job as an analyst. He did a great job on his podcast with LeBron. That doesn't mean it's going to translate well to the, I almost said the coaching box. It doesn't mean it's going to translate well to being a coach, but so far, and again, we're talking a week in, he looks like he may have been the perfect hire for the Lakers.
Well, it's funny you say that because they look more relaxed. I really do. I think LeBron finally has a coach that, and I'm not going to say manipulate or, you know, but I think LeBron just feels comfortable. And seriously, I think that's a big, big factor, especially with veteran players so late in their career. They want to be comfortable. And I don't know. I think the West is more interesting because my attention, as you know, Dom, we're on opposite ends of the coast where I am right now. And here it's Knicks. Well, they got beat by the Cavaliers last night. They got blown out a week ago tonight in Boston. They're going through a transformation of chemistry. They really are. I mean, Towns looks out of shape. He really does. And I'm not so sure Bridges is all that they think he is. We shall see. The Nova Knicks, subtract one and add one maybe doesn't mean instantly that the Knicks are going to be pecking at the heels of the Celtics. And here's what I'm going to say. Philadelphia and Nick Nurse, and I hate to say this because I consider Nick a friend, worked together with him in Iowa with the energy. He is a coach. He's got fired once, and I'm telling you, I am nervous for his job security. I just am. Look, they don't have George. Maxey and those guys are very, very good. Embiid, fined by the league, not going to play on the back end of a two game, a Friday and Saturday or whatever, back to back. Not going to do it. And the league is trying to really, really clamp down on that. So Nick Nurse, in my opinion, and I hate saying this, but they get off to a real slow start. That's a rough town. I mean, they have designs on a championship in Philly. And, I mean, I think they'll get to the playoffs. But I'm telling you, if the 76ers don't gel quickly, the hot seat is going to arrive in Philadelphia. Let me ask you about, your view of the Eastern Conference from where you sit, Dom, real quick.
I don't like it, but the Celtics look really good. Jaylen Brown continuing to be, I guess you could consider him one of the most underrated superstars. Everybody knows how good he is, but he's never going to get the headlines and, the acclaim that Jason Tatum is. And Jason Tatum has been very good this year. The Celtics look like they are the team to beat in the East, which is fair. They're the defending champs. They should be the team to beat. The Knicks, I've been on this show with you, Marty, long enough, and especially in a contributing fashion, you know my opinion of Karl Anthony Towns. I think he's one of the phoniest, tough big men in the league, made of Charmin. He is soft, and in New York, you can spell it S-A-W-F-T. He is soft, and I don't think he's got the kind of grit that you want from the New York team. I don't know how he's going to handle being coached by a guy like Tom Thibodeau, who is very well known for being tough on his guys and running them. And it's not for everybody, his style of coaching. I don't think it's going to be the fit that everybody thinks it is. From a basketball perspective, he fits great. He spaces the floor. That's awesome. You got to have Mitchell Robinson healthy, though, if that's the thing that you want is to space the floor. Because Cat, not a great defender. His rebounding numbers are very much like David Lee's used to be, where he's grabbing meaningless. And, a defensive rebound is a defensive rebound. But they were inconsequential. It was the ball fell to him and he grabbed it kind of rebounds. It wasn't like he was just some rebounding machine like Ben Wallace was or something. And that's not to take away from David Lee, big fan of his, but when he was with the Knicks, the double doubles. Okay, great. He got 11 and 10. They lost by 25. It was kind of like that. So, and Mikal Bridges, good, very good player. And like you said, I don't think he was worth, what, 4 first-round picks plus other stuff. I don't think that was their best decision. He's a very good player, don't get me wrong, but I don't think he's that star-type player. And I think it was good to get rid of Julius Randle, but I don't know if Karl-Anthony Towns was the prize that they think it was.
Dom, a week ago tonight, we're watching the Knicks against the Celtics and saying to yourself, oh, my God, he is out of shape. He's soft. He can't rebound unless the ball bounces to him. And I am telling you, I said to myself, if Nick fans, seriously, if Nick fans are sitting here right now thinking that they've got a championship caliber team, they got another thing coming. Now, I'm not saying things don't change. It is October. We got a long, long way to go. But that is, I agree with you. All right, we're coming back. Hey, this is going to be a nice treat, huh? Terry Cook's going to join us later. Giovanna Scroggin, she is going to bring us up to speed on some things in Dallas with the NFL and some college football as well. We're coming back. Don't go away. It's Sports Overnight.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, we're talking the world of sport here on Sports Byline. I love this guy. He really is fun to kind of just talk about life, sports, entertainment, anything you want to talk about. I mean, really, I'm here at the World Series. I'm doing the show from the hotel. I could not take the traffic today. After a while, I become cuckoo in New York City. I really do. I mean, I get road rage. I just do. So I said, I'm doing the show at the hotel. As soon as I unplug, I'm going to run up to the Bronx. I'm going to watch the Yankees and Dodgers, knowing full well out in Arizona, Terry Cook is going to be bellied up to a bar drinking copious amounts of whatever he drinks, watching baseball. Is that right, Terry? How are you? Welcome aboard.
Well, there's a good chance I'll be belling up somewhere. What bar, I don't know yet, because actually, believe it or not, I'm in Las Vegas.
You're in Vegas. Now. I forget about that. Yes.
Marty, the lights are still on. I know you have something to do with the lights staying on here. They're certainly on. So that's a good part, because people are still gambling. So I'm out here hanging out. Yeah.
Good job. Hey, among other things, I want to talk. And I don't mean to throw you a curveball. And I, a lot of my guests get, well, tell me what you're going to talk about. You got to tell. No. I like spontaneous radio. I like spontaneity. I want to talk a little golf. Terry, you're a scratch golfer. You know what bothers me? The PGA Tour is so, it's so boring now. We've lost players. The LIV Tour is a disaster.
Yeah.
If I had to tell you right now, what does the PGA Tour have to sell right now? I know what you're going to tell me. Oh, we have a rivalry between Scheffler and Schauffele. Yeah. Whoop-de-doo. Now, you're a golf fan. What's going on, and what do they have to do to fix this? This is terrible. I'm in my middle 60s. I love golf, but they have ruined it. They've allowed it to ruin. Let me hear. Go ahead.
And I agree. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was just reading an article again yesterday, with the LIV and the PGA. And believe it or not, you guys won't believe this, how time goes. It's almost been 3 years. We still haven't got anywhere from where we started from. And what we're seeing right now is, I don't know if there's going to be an answer or not. I know there's some discrepancies between both sides. And at the end of the day, is I think all the PGA Tour players, they want to see the best play against the best. And that is not happening right now. I'm not real excited about the LIV product. It's hard for me to follow because the team concept. And without the Dustin Johnson and then DeChambeau and all these other great, you know, golfers that are overseas now playing on the LIV Tour, it's just a crying shame that they're not all competing together. And at some point, sooner than later, it needs to be fixed. And I think people are, you know, the ratings are down on both sides, believe it or not. Matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because the last rating was, and I'm just going to be real close to this, there's like a million viewers on the PGA Tour, and there's like 300 on the LIV Tour, 300 million or 300,000. So there's a huge margin between the two. But at the same time, if people want to see the Dustin Johnson, they want to see Phil Mickelson, they want to see Paul Casey, Sergio Garcia, all these guys competing on both sides, and it doesn't need to be this way. So to answer your question, it's just a shame that they all can't put their egos aside and sit down at the dinner table, break bread, and move on, right?
So, Terry, let me ask you this question. As we roll into 2025, what's the storyline? Seriously, Scheffler, a Grand Slam? Okay, I can. That's going to sell some tickets and eyeballs. But what else?
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to win the Grand Slam. So you tell me, what storyline are we going to be embracing when we flip the calendar to 2025? Go ahead. Let me hear.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because the storyline would be is there an asterisk by it, right? I mean, sure, you could win the Grand Slam, but you still don't have the top, you know, you might have 10 guys that are playing at LIV that are at least top 20, 25 in the world that are not playing in some of those events. So to answer your question is what he's done is absolutely amazing, what this guy's accomplished. I'd be interested today, if you brought that up, I'd like to see how good he really is when you got the best players in the world that are also there from the LIV side, to see if he would have won as many as he has. I'm guessing, since I'm in Vegas, I'm pretty certain that the odds would be in favor that he wouldn't have won as much as he has. But you can't take away what he's done either, right? I mean, it's an incredible story.
No, you can't. All right, let's get down to brass tacks. I'm not going to pull any punches. The big elephant in the room is your alma mater, and I'm not talking wrestling. Nebraska sucks. Now, Terry, I don't mean to be mean, and I love you like a brother, but you tell me. I mean, they have not been relevant since Solich. They haven't really been relevant since Tom Osborne. I mean, this is a disaster. I saw Indiana kick their ass every which way but loose. They gave Ohio State a thrill, but it didn't matter because Ohio State won in the end. Seriously, as an alum, tell us, and I love your – I respect your opinion – what the hell is going on with that football program? What are they going to do to turn it around? I mean, they hire coaches like waitresses. My God, you tell me.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, actually. You know, I'm not a big football fan because when I went there, they were winning so much, and wrestling's my background. But saying that is, it's funny you brought that up because Dominic Raiola's son is the quarterback there, and I've had an opportunity to play Dominic Raiola a couple times in Arizona. So I'm friends with Dominic, his dad. The thing about it is you know, he's a true freshman, number one. They're 5-2. They gave Ohio State a heck of a game. The thing what I'm seeing is they have everybody says how good Matt Rhule is, which I'm starting to think he's actually a pretty darn good coach. But once you've had a team, like when I was there, you expect to win, and when it becomes time to win, you will win. Well, what we're seeing with Nebraska is the new wave of kids come in. They don't believe in themselves enough to get across the goal line at the end of the game. And you really can't blame the freshman quarterback. But there's these guys got to believe that they're the old Nebraska, that you know, they're going to win in the fourth quarter. Well, they're not right now. And I don't know when or if it'll ever happen because – and we can keep moving on this conversation with NIL. So you're starting to see what's happening with the sport. Just look at Iowa State, the ranked number 8 in the country. And Bernie probably thinks they should be rated number 1. But saying that is you're seeing why Saban got out and all this stuff is changing because the pendulum's changing. You're seeing a little bit more you don't have the dominant teams like you had you know, a few years back. And a lot of it probably has to do with NIL. These kids are jumping ship like they changed their underwear. You know, they're not sticking around long. And when they have a chance to make an extra dollar, they bounce. Same thing with the guy at UNLV. The kid left this year. You know, they're ranked top 25 in the country. The quarterback thought he needed $300,000, and then he bounces. And so here you go. We got the other guy that's starting, and they had a great game the other night against, I think it was San Diego State, whatever, Boise State. And they had a chance to win that game, but going back to this, is you're seeing more of the teams being real close. You know, Iowa State's ranked 8. Are they ranked 8? Could they get beat by Nebraska? Sure. But at the same time, they might be able to beat a top 4 team at the same time as we speak that. So, but Nebraska is again, like you said, I mean, they've got the money. They've got a great coach. It's just going to be hard to be like it was when I was there in the 80s.
Yeah, it's brutal. We're talking to Terry Cook. Terry is a great human being, and he's a great salesperson. I'm convinced you could sell ice to Eskimos, and I mean that. I don't mean that in a disparaging sense. You're a great salesperson. I'm looking at a pair of shoes that I wear. I have no idea where I'm wearing them. I have no idea why I'm wearing these shoes. Hold on a minute. I could buy a car for the same price as these shoes that you talked me into buying. Okay? Now, it wouldn't be a very nice car, but these are very nice shoes. What the hell are you doing bringing me into Boston, making me spend this kind of money? Are you crazy?
Well, you know, a guy told me a long time ago, sometimes debt is your motivator. You know, you buy yourself a couple of nice pair of shoes, it makes you work harder. And then when you work harder, you appreciate it when you get the shoes. So, yeah.
I guess.
At some point, you gotta. I take that as a compliment. I feel like I can sell ice cream to an Eskimo.
I take it as a compliment. Did you just say that? That's funny. I love it.
Yes.
Hey, you wear Gucci. You wear Gucci shoes. I wear itchy shoes. I mean, these things are crazy.
I'm trying to take you to the next level. That's what we're working on. Get Marty Terrell to go to the next level wearing proper shoes. Now I got to get him a nice timepiece. Bernie will help you get that for you. We'll get you a nice timepiece, and then you'll walk in the room. Here comes Marty. They'll see you coming a mile away.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Terry, all kidding aside, what are you into this fall? Are you into the World Series? What a disaster. I mean, we only got a minute left, so you got to go quick. But, I mean, this is brutal. I mean, can the Yankees win a game? Or do you care? Be honest. If you don't care, just say it. I don't care. I'm not watching. Go ahead.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not watching. The only reason why I am rooting for you guys because Randy said he bought some extra tickets and we need to go to game 7. So I'm rooting for you. I'm your biggest fan right now. Because maybe you buy me dinner at Fleming's. If you go to game 7, I might be able to go to Fleming's instead of McDonald's. So hopefully we get to game 7 so everybody can watch it. Again, people are doing different things. Baseball is great, but at the same time, as he's paying these guys $200-$400 million, I can't get arms around it.
So
I see that hopefully we can go a couple more games and you can stay out there and push the product and push our product, American Premium Vodka. And we can move on to, better things as we go.
Give me 30 seconds on American Premium Vodka. You, Gus Scott, you keep referencing Bernie like you assume people know. It's Randy Byrne. I mean, he was a great defensive lineman for Iowa State, and he's about 6'6 and 280. Yeah. And
305, probably.
Yeah. We're out of time. I'll do the vodka on the other side. Hey, do me a favor. Let's do this again next week. I love you. You be careful now out there, okay, in Vegas? Right. You be careful.
7 comes 11, Marty. 7 comes 11.
All right, good job. Terry Cook. Coming back here on Sports Byline, Giovanna Scroggins. She's up next. Don't go away. It's gonna take a lot of love.
We won't get too far. Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we are presented by Rocket Mortgage, rocketmortgage.com. $10,000 down towards your closing costs right now at rocketmortgage.com. By American Premium Vodka, celebrate responsibly. By Geico and geico.com. We're going to be telling you about Corona, with our soccer people. So away we go. Let's get you, Giovanna Scroggins in here right now. Yankees tweaking their lineup tonight. I'm a stone's throw from Yankee Stadium at the hotel. I'll be headed out their way momentarily. Giovanna, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Yes, I'm good, Marty. Good to talk to you too.
Yeah, Giancarlo Stanton, he is going, and he's had a hell of an October. He's going down from the cleanup spot. He's going to go to fifth. Jazz Chisholm Jr. will go to fourth. I don't know. They're tweaking a little bit. It's going to be a Dodger bullpen tonight. They're going to, you know, they're going to play a little relay with probably eight or nine pitchers tonight. I think the Yankees win tonight, but I think it's, you know, window dressing. You don't get down 0-3. No one's ever come back from 0-3 down in the World Series. The Red Sox did it in 2024 or 2004. If you don't believe me, there's a Netflix documentary out called The Comeback. It was amazing. I remember seeing it intimately and then being out in St. Louis when the Red Sox broke the curse of the Bambino. But the Yankees have a mother load on their hands right now. Giovanna, this World Series is laying a huge egg. Let me hear your quick take on that.
Yeah, you know what, Marty? I'm honestly, I mean, baseball has been amazing. I mean, they set record numbers in viewership over in Japan, obviously, with the Dodgers and, you know, their team. But, you know, I was expecting a little bit more out of the Yankees coming into this World Series matchup. I mean, like, going down 3-0 in the series, that's just wild to me. Obviously, some great, great, great baseball we've seen. But I wanted it to be a tight game and a tight matchup between these two games. So I'm kind of disappointed. But, you know, Dodgers are doing their thing, and I can't blame them. But I agree with you. I think Yankees might put together a win tonight. But I think this one is pretty much in the books for the Dodgers.
Yeah, we'll see. What was it like a year ago? You had Arizona and Texas. You were into it. I mean, what a letdown for you guys, huh?
Oh, yeah, major. I mean, to come off of a super high, winning that World Series in Texas, mm-hmm. and then to not even amount to anything like that this season was definitely disappointing. But someone's got to win games. You know, you can't be a championship all the time or champion all the time. So, but looking forward to the Rangers season next season. Obviously, we've got the Astros over in Houston, too. So at least one team in Texas making it into the deep postseason for baseball maybe next year. So we'll see.
Yeah, we're talking to Giovanna Scroggins. The elephant in the room is the Cowboys. A loss again. They showed glimpses, a couple of touchdowns. It looked closer than it was. I don't know. You know, they show the picture. They show the screenshot, rather, of Jerry Jones sitting there. He just he's not cut from the cloth of firing a coach midseason. We know McCarthy's toast.
Yeah.
I mean, barring a miracle, McCarthy's out of there. I think the Cowboys will obviously be involved in the Bill Belichick sweepstakes. That'll be a huge offseason story. Where are you right now? Where is the Metroplex with the Cowboys right now? And I want you to crystal ball this thing to the point where stick your neck out. Is McCarthy going to make it through the whole year? So this is kind of convoluted. Give me your overall take and then answer the question whether you think McCarthy is going to make it through the year. Let me hear.
Overall take is Dak has been playing mediocre, even maybe worse than mediocre right now for the Cowboys. I think, mm-hmm. you know, him at that starting quarterback position being the highest paid quarterback in the league is just abysmal for me when I look at the Cowboys. When it comes to Jerry, I think Cowboys fans everywhere, and Cowboys fans are probably the most loyal fans mm-hmm. in the country. And I think this season, everyone is really looking realistically at this team and at who's running this team and like having big question marks and like kind of losing hope. I mean, you want to talk about football is all about having hope. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, but looking at the Cowboys again, we have no hope. I think our season is done. I think a lot of Cowboys fans share those sentiments. There's just no way. But regarding McCarthy, yeah, he's done. I think he's out of there next season. I personally would make some changes in season because right now you really don't have anything to lose, in my opinion. Change some things around. See what happens. Maybe you get a win out of it. Maybe it doesn't work, but you can't just sit in the same place. So,
yeah, interesting. I mean, I just don't know that Jerry will fire a coach midseason. But I mean, I don't think anybody would be the least bit surprised if that were the case, because they've underachieved. Right. Giovanna, it's been so long since they've really been relevant. I mean, seriously, in your lifetime, how do you assess the Cowboys?
Yeah, I mean, I've grown up right, you know, around these parts. I live less than 5 minutes away from the headquarters, and like just seeing the team and like the stature and the, you know, the glitz and the glam of the Cowboys, but without obviously a Super Bowl in my lifetime, has been really interesting to see how that's developed. Obviously, I think coming out of last season, there was a lot of like spark and oomph behind this team, and then that just completely got deflated like a balloon. With how they've been performing. So I'm disappointed because, like you said, I've even seen a really, really great season. I'm talking about deep playoff, getting to the champion NFC championship, and then obviously winning to the Super Bowl. I've never seen that. So would love to see that from the Cowboys, but I think it's going to take a little longer.
Yeah, Giovanna Scroggins with us. All right, let's turn our attention to college football. You know, we all know about the Texas, you know, loss to Georgia, but they bounced back. Crazy finish against Vandy. They got the job done. Where do you go with the Longhorns? And then across the way, your alma mater up there on Mockingbird. I'm telling you, SMU, I like this team. They find a way to win. The quarterbacking situation, the coaching situation has been kind of interesting, the way they've done things. Let's start with Texas. And I think they're enjoying a bye week this week. Do I have that right? Let me hear.
Yeah, they're on a bye week this week, which I thought was interesting. Then they go and play Florida November 9th, which is going to be a very interesting game. They play at home in Austin against Florida. So that should be a win for them. Up next after Florida, they have Arkansas. Then they go play Kentucky. Then the big one that I'm looking at is that Texas A&M game November 30th. So looking forward to that huge matchup. But yeah, Texas, still not completely sold on them. I think they have a lot more to prove, but as long as they can get the offense rolling, the running game rolling, I think they're going to be good.
You know, with all the conference realignment, we saw, you know, SMU go to the Atlantic Coast Conference from the AAC. There's big, bad, you know, big, bad Clemson. There's big, bad Florida State. Well, Florida State's anything but big and bad. Well, no, they're big, but they're really bad. I mean, they're really bad.
I like
that. Yeah. So what I want to say to you is, Kenyon Mustangs, what do they have this week? They found a way yet again to win. I love this team. Well coached. The quarterbacking situation with, Jennings and Stone has been interesting. Tell us about SMU as we get ready to head towards November. Let me hear.
Yeah, this weekend's a big one. They play Pitt, which I think is going to be a great matchup for them. Top 20 teams ranked right now going against each other. Kevin Jennings is questionable to start against Pitt, so that's going to be interesting. Also, Pittsburgh's quarterback is also questionable to start. So this might be a top 20 matchup with two backup quarterbacks. So I think that game is going to tell a lot about how SMU is going to finish their season. And I think they definitely need a win if they can get it done. Obviously, Jennings, even though I think he's a very good quarterback, that last game was a little iffy for him. I mean, turned the ball over five times, had three interceptions and two fumbles. So if we can clean those little things up with Jennings and he starts again, I think that could be great. But Lashley, head coach for the Mustangs, he believes in Preston Stone. He thinks he's capable of leading this team to a win. So I guess we'll see. And if it comes down to it, it's definitely going to be the battle of the backup quarterbacks.
No question. All right. You're going to do some Stars and Mavericks. Let's start with the Mavs. We'll do the Stars later. Off to a 2-1 start. They're headed to Minnesota. You know, Clay is going to take a little time to adjust, but so far so good with the Mavs. Give me a take on your team that went to the finals a year ago, but ran into the Boston Buzzsaw. Go ahead. Mavericks.
Yeah, the Mavericks, I mean, coming out of the season, last season, like, this whole team, I think just being the American Airlines Center is electrifying, having the Stars and the Mavs both having a deep playoff run. But the Mavs, really excited to see how this team, obviously with the addition of Klay Thompson, Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford, I think are amazing, great players, especially with Derek Lively being so young and having Luka and Kyrie on the court at both times is just amazing. Not, you know, I think the Mavs wanted to get off to a little bit of a hotter start with their home opener. But I think tonight's game against the Timberwolves will be really interesting in Minnesota. So looking forward to getting that win. But the thing that the Mavs are going to kind of come into, I think, this season is the Western Conference is stacked. I mean, you have a lot of teams. We're currently fourth right now. OKC is a force to be reckoned with. I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I mean, he's a dog. So I think the Mavs might have their work cut out for them if they want to get back to the finals this year.
Do you think the Mavs are going to contend for the Western Conference championship that they won last year? Do you think they will?
I think they will, but Luka and Kyrie, along with Klay now, they have to hit those shots. I think they're pretty consistent players, but I think what we saw a little bit in the finals and even in, you know, games leading up to the finals is some of them were kind of off. Some of them had good games. Luka might have had a good game, and Kyrie didn't have a good game or an okay game. All three of them with Klay Thompson, they have to have great games to get back to the finals, to get back to the Western Conference Championship. So that's kind of my take on it. And like I said, OKC is a force to be reckoned with this year.
All right. Giovanna Scroggins, and she does an outstanding job. You hear her doing sports updates across the way. Sports Shorts, excellent job. Giovanna, we'll be listening to you round the clock here on Sports Byline. Excellent job today. We will talk to you down the road. Thank you, Giovanna.
All right. Talk soon, Marty.
You got it. There you go. Giovanna Scroggins. We are presented by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 down towards your closing costs, right? I mean, interest rates are down, but the last thing you want to do is be shouldered with those exorbitant, and seriously, exorbitant closing costs. They're a bummer. We also want to tell you we are so excited. We have our website is new. Now, I say this, but you got to give it probably another few hours or even tomorrow. But sportsovernightamerica.com, and along with some of our media partners today, we are really excited about some of the things we're doing, some of the things we're going to be at, some of the events, including Super Bowl in New Orleans, Radio Row. Man, we are excited. We really and truly are. So you're hearing our new talent. I think we've freshened up in a way. We have freshened up our presentation in sports radio. We do it a little different. Tyler Levine, Nico Beef Sauce, doing a great job on Real Touch, First Touch, their soccer program. And how about Blake Byrne, all right? He is doing a great job with his health and wellness every Thursday at 4 o'clock Central, 5 East, for one full hour leading into our show, Sports Overnight America. So, yeah, we are we're excited. And when I mentioned Blake, I mentioned the fact that we all need to listen. We all need to be motivated to what? Exercise to lower your blood pressure. Exercise to deal with maybe some melancholy and some mood disorder, right? Exercise, get those endorphins going instead of popping pills and, you know, self-medicating. What does that do? Absolutely nothing. Nothing good anyways. So that's where we're headed. So we're very excited about that. And I'll be talking to Blake tomorrow. We'll get the lowdown and pre-promote his show on Thursday. But really, really excited about what our media partners are affording us to do some live shows, our advertising partners, and going to some high-profile events and making it fun. And giving you what we consider to be pretty good coverage. We're going to have people at the Philadelphia-Dallas game late December. We've got the college football playoff we're going to be involved in. We got the end of the World Series here. We got the start of college basketball. And we got the show coming up in Utah with our new affiliate out there with Dino Costa. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. 2-minute drill straight ahead on Sports Byline.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Around the world of sports, down the home stretch. What we're screaming and screaming about in the world of sports tonight. Listen, it's about the baseball tonight. I mean, I can sit here and tell you, yeah, Flyers, Bruins, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, here in New York, Columbus Crew and the New York Red Bulls, right? MLS soccer, please. It's in the Bronx. I'm headed up there. And I'm going kicking and screaming. I'm not BSing you. I mean, part of me wants to just curl up here in the hotel and, flick on Fox and watch it. But you know what? You gotta take a bullet for the team, right? Hey, I want to give a shout out too to Allison Gottsiegen. She is outstanding. She is at Rag & Bone at 72 Pier 4 Boulevard, Boston. Luxury clothing and a big sale price. And I want to throw this out here. Because it's Halloween time and they're going to celebrate a boozy weekend. Come and stop by a men's Rag & Bone Seaport location in Boston, November 2nd through the 3rd, to shop a sneak peek of their November collection. Enjoy a spooky pumpkin head beer or cider on them. Okay, wide variety of Canada you can snack on as well. We hope you can make it at Rag & Bone. They're also in New York City, down in the Village, ragandbone.com. I'm throwing that out there because we got big doings with them as well. How cool. All right, and you can check out the Boston location, which used to be on Newbury Street, and now they moved it over to Pier 4 Boulevard in Boston. Rag & Bone, yeah, those beautiful, beautiful jeans, the sweaters, the winter coats. You'll be styling and smiling at Rag & Bone. All right, it's baseball tonight. Yanks get it tonight is the pick here, and then we come back at it on Wednesday night, travel day Thursday, head to L.A. Will they go back to L.A.? I do not know. Probably not. Probably not. And, you know, if you think about it, if Gleyber Torres can field a ball in game one cleanly on that throw from Soto from right field, I mean, seriously, we're not even having this discussion right now. But it didn't happen. He made the error, and Ohtani moved to third. Mookie plated him, and the rest is history. And Freddie Freeman's got a hot wand right now. He is waving that bat like a hot popsicle stick, right? All right, good job out of the whole crew today. Dominic Jimenez, Terry Cook, excellent work. Giovanna Scroggins, I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us, sports, throughout the night, in the early morning here on Sports Overnight America. Adios.